This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Labor unions could help increase wealth for some. For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Ullern for David Brancaccio. On this Labor Day, let's take a look at some of the numbers on labor unions. The union membership rate in this country went up by 0.5% in 2020, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But because of the pandemic, that slice of workers was out of a much smaller pie. The actual number of workers represented by a union went down by more than 400,000. The almost 16 million people who were in unions last year made more money. And a new analysis out today from the Center for American Progress argues that unions can help increase wealth for workers and help close the racial wealth gap. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is here with more on this. Good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
So it's been more or less established over the years that union workers tend to make more than their non-union counterparts. But how does that translate into more wealth over time?
Andy, it really comes down to benefits. When we're talking about wealth, it's the total value of everything you own minus everything you owe. Mm-hmm. And so benefits like retirement accounts, the now rare pensions, even lower cost healthcare plans, all this can factor into having more money available for things like buying a house, which is one of the biggest wealth builders for most people.
Exactly. And looking at the report, it says when looking at median wealth, a typical union household is more than twice as wealthy as a typical non-union household. And it's even more significant for some groups compared to others, right?
Yeah, they highlight Black and Hispanic workers in particular. David Madeland is one of the co-authors of the paper.
Black and Hispanic households are more likely to work in jobs that tend to be less stable and have poor benefits and poor wages. So the kinds of things that unions do to boost wages, improve benefits, and make jobs stable really matter for Black and Hispanic households. And this really compounds over time.
According to CAP, which is a pretty pro-union think tank, Black households with a union member have triple the wealth of those who don't have a union member at home. And for Hispanic households, it's 5 times the median wealth.
Incredible. That's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thanks, Kimberly.
No problem, Andy.
For the first time since the pandemic began, trainers have returned today to their posts in the pits of the London Metal Exchange. From London, my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, reports that the decision to bring people back is simple. Demand.
One trading, 55 trading.
This is the scene. Traders standing shoulder to shoulder, buying and selling using hand signals and shouting shorthand, only they know. It's a practice called open outcry that's returning to the London Metal Exchange today for the first time since March 2020. The Ring, as the pit is called, is the last metals trading hub of its kind in Europe. And despite trades there accounting for just 10% of the LME's volume pre-pandemic and a temporary switch to all electronic trading, LME boss Matthew Chamberlain said traders want the pit back.
It's so important because it's where we calculate the prices, that if you're selling copper or buying aluminium out in the physical market, they're the prices that are used really all over the world.
Traders from 8 of the 9 firms originally trading in the Ring are expected to return today. And while mitigating the spread of COVID-19 is a priority for the exchange, Chamberlain said the pandemic makes trading in the Ring a higher risk environment. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
AAA says drivers in California had the highest gas prices over this holiday weekend at an average of $3.39 a gallon. But the rest of the country is feeling pressure too. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
Gas prices this weekend are the highest they've been for the holiday since 2014, says Jeanette McGee with AAA.
Which really isn't too much of a shock because every holiday we've seen this year has been the most expensive since 2014.
That year, AAA reported that high fuel prices were connected to instability in Iraq. This year, the supply chain was strained by the pandemic. Demand shot up this summer as people hoped to get out of the house. And now, Hurricane Ida has stopped some production and further cut into supply in some regions.
Right now, you see, as a station comes back online, long lines at that station because people are panic buying. They just want to get there and get gas and fill up.
About 13% of U.S. refineries in the path of the storm were taken offline, and Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy says it looks like a matter of weeks before they're all running again.
The loss of that gasoline, some millions of gallons of gasoline on a daily basis, makes an impact nationwide. In fact, we're talking about over 10% of all gasoline produced being shut down because of this.
And despite the CDC's urging unvaccinated people to avoid travel this weekend, DeHaan says it doesn't look like the Delta variant is discouraging travelers.
We have not seen a dramatic hit to gasoline consumption. It does appear that Americans are growing tired of the variant slowing them down.
Recent Gas Buddy data has shown some decrease in demand, but DeHaan says that's probably just seasonal, as people wrap up vacations, go back to school.
With the delay of return to office across the country likely happening this fall, I do think that further declines in demand are likely.
And while the travelers have dealt with high prices this summer, they're mostly just high compared with last year, says Rystad analyst Claudio Galimberti.
All in all, I think that the oil prices are relatively normal on the high side, but they are not by any means out of whack.
And after this long weekend, Galimberti says we'll likely be past the summer peak. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
And in Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.